Hi, this is Dennis Fisher, executive editor of the Security Media Group. This is an excerpt of an interview I did on October 11th with Chris Weissopel, Christian Ryu, and Chris Eng, all formerly of AtStake, about the beginnings of the loft, the origins of AtStake, and leading all the way up through AtStake's acquisition by Symantec.
One of the things I keep hearing was how loose and sort of unstructured it was at the very beginning, and how much they let you work on pretty much whatever project you were interested in.
In the research group, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the law thing was different because that's what you did anyway. I mean, that's kind of the way you guys...
And that was sort of like our, you know, we had just been starting to turn the loft into a real business sort of a year before we sold to AtStake.
Yeah. We were previously doing like Loft Crack and Anti-Sniff.
Yeah, so that had sort of gelled in the last year or two before AtStake. So like early in the Loft days, it was very just, let's work on any kind of project and just completely explore. And then towards the end, we said, well, let's work on projects that will make us money.
Right.
You know, so we can quit our day jobs, essentially, was the goal.
Yeah.
And we were sort of just getting to that point and just starting to talk to VC companies about what could a future Loft look like when Battery Ventures said, you know, we have this great opportunity. We're starting a security company. Why don't you just join as our research group?
So that made it pretty easy.
It made it easy because
the money was already there.
The money was already funded. We didn't have to go out and find a CEO, find a management team, and all that. We were able to sort of plug into.
Was there any sort of like internal discussions among the Loft guys? Like, was anybody saying, no, I don't want to get into the whole corporate thing? Or,
oh, yeah, so sure.
Well, we all had to agree eventually that it was something we wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, and there were parameters around that, I guess. I really don't remember a lot of those discussions. It was quite a while ago. It was like a full decade ago now. Almost.
8 years.
No, 8 years. 8 years ago. So, yeah, it was a long time. So, yeah, no, I mean, we all had to agree. There was probably a few meetings before we could figure out exactly what the terms were going to be and how we expected to go forward. I mean, what would we do as a research group that would be different from, you know, a bunch of guys sitting in a warehouse? You know, what is that? You know, how do we best apply what we do to a company that's trying to do consulting? I mean, we really kind of need to back up the consulting force with what we do. Otherwise, you know, I'm just going to be aiming off nowhere. You know?
Right.
So how to best focus that, how to utilize both the fact that we had a lot of hardware analysis talent as well as software analysis and software analysis and development skills and things like that. So sort of a Loft was a very wide, broad set of skills,
yeah,
you know, all in one place. So finding the utility for all of that talent in AtStake was an interesting challenge, and we, you know, utilized it as well as we could. There were a lot of opportunities to analyze, you know, routers and hardware projects and things that, you know, really jived well with the fact that we had a little bit of everything in that group.
When did people sort of start heading off on their own? Like some of the key people start leaving AtStake. The thing that sort of sticks in my mind was when Dan Gere got fired, and sort of the first like big name guy I can remember leaving. But I know you stuck around through the acquisition for a little while.
Yeah, all three of us did.
Yeah, there was, okay, yeah.
Yep.
He and I were actively, you know, working still on research that led to this place existing. So, you know, it was probably, we were there for 6 months?
At Symantec.
Symantec.
Yeah, we stayed at Symantec for six to nine months.
6 to 9 months.
After,
yeah, I don't remember
after
exactly.
The acquisition.
It was like August through to July. So it was like 9, 10 months, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were full termers.
Yeah. I really don't really remember. I mean, research, I was doing a lot of research for this place over the course of like the time I was at AtStake. I didn't really know that Veracode was going to be what came out of it. I was working on the technology engine. You know, and I was basically focused on that the whole time. You know, I probably wouldn't have necessarily noticed in particular people leaving. You know,
but you would have noticed, Dan.
I would have noticed, Dan. I really don't. You know, Chris Darby went to InQtel. James Mobley stayed through the acquisition.
Window left ahead of the acquisition.
Well, Window and Frank Swiderski went to Microsoft,
right?
Yeah, they went to Microsoft.
I mean, I think we had pretty much what would be considered a pretty typical, you know, rate of attrition for the consultants.
Yeah, consulting people don't last a long time.
Yeah, you really burn people out with the hourly. Yeah. You know, it's
usually
heavy.
A 2 to 3 year is typical average for people in consulting. So I think some of the people that left, like Frank and Window, who left, were there for about 3 years.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
What was the mood like around the time of the acquisition? You know, ahead of time, I'm sure you guys knew that the VCs and the backers were maybe looking to get their money out. You know, maybe it was acquisition or some other exit event.
I think everybody's mindset was, let's break even. You know, I don't think anyone had any hard feelings necessarily. I mean, some people made more than others, but, you know, it's, you know, we did way better than a lot of the other companies that didn't make it nearly as long as AdStack did. Times were really tough once 9/11 hit, the economy just kind of seized up.
Yeah.
Very few people were purchasing security services, even though, you know, if you'd think they would during a time of increased concern about security, you'd think that would be a great thing, but it turns out that really people just stopped spending money, period. And it was really hard to convince people to fork out money for something that has a, you know, benefit down the road. You know, so I think everybody was pleased with the fact that AdStack, you know, had a sustainable business model and we could probably keep going sort of indefinitely. But you know, the question was, you know, was it ever going to sort of expand or grow any bigger than what it had gotten to?
Yeah, you know, we had sort of already hit the limit of like attracting good talent. We had the biggest congregation of application security experts by far. Like we would talk to other security consulting companies that would have like 2, and we'd have like 40. You know, so we had already amassed like everybody, and it was. I don't think we were growing at that point. We were pretty much just kind of steady state. So when the Symantec deal came along, it was like, you know, I think a lot of people looked at it as, you know, potentially a new opportunity. At the time, we didn't really know what was going to happen. I mean, you never know with an acquisition.